Actor Joshua Boone is back at Williamstown after making his debut at the festival last year in the play Actually and Where Storms Are Born. He now stars in Artney Jackson, where he plays Perkins Howard. Perkins is one of the employees of the cable company where the play is set. He was left by his parents at the age of 15 when they were deported. He finished high school, made enough of himself to land a job that allows him to buy cool sneakers and a $700 rug from Costco. Boone appeared on Broadway in Holler If You Hear Me, the Tupac Shakur musical in 2014, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
So far, so good. It's very nice to have you, and we're very excited for this production. The play is beautiful, and there's a lot to it. Talk a little bit about your character, who comes off almost as the glue, as a comparison to some of the other characters and what they've been through.
Yeah, Perkins is kind of the glue in the sense that he sticks out even. You know, it's not a secretive glue. It's more so, okay, who is this guy in the office, or in the lounge, the lunchroom, who just says what he wants when he wants, you know, has an immense amount of respect for all of his peers and associates, you know, Artney and Miss Jackie. He sees as, you know, parents, you know, so to speak. His parents were deported, you know, in the show. James Anthony Tyler, our playwright, he did an amazing job just presenting real life, you know. I love the fact that we showcase a workplace family, you know, that dynamic and all the beauty and troubles that come with that. I feel like there's a lot of energy on stage, and Perkins may cater to, you know, a huge portion of that just because he likes to incite. He likes to, you know, dig and play. And I have fun playing this role, playing this character.
He has a mouth on him, which is funny because all the other characters are in a workplace environment and they're like, hey, you just have to keep that under wraps.
Yeah. The thing about it is, you know, we always encounter people who, you know, we're all raised differently or brought up different. And I feel like we tend to find people in the workplace who speak their mind, you know. Perkins has the fortunate blessing of being on break in this show. So it's not like he's in the workspace, you know, using this language. He's in the break room. This is the time where all bets are off. This is my time. Forget everybody else. I'm going to say and do what I want in the most respectful manner, you know. And if I slip up, forgive me. I'm going to keep slipping up, but forgive me. And let's keep it moving.
And you do that most with Artney, who is the elder of the play and who's been there a long time, 25 plus years. Yeah. And every once in a while, you'll say something. He'll say, stop that.
Yeah. Artney, he does his best to keep me in check, him and Miss Jackie. And part of it, you know, he really respects them. And like I said, some of it is on accident. It's like, oh man, I need to watch, you know, I need to watch what I'm saying. The rest of it is more like, you know, I'm gonna say this here just to see how you respond. Let me play, you know, let me just add a little energy to what's going on in here right now. And the best way I know how to do that is with my mouth. And that's what happens in the show.
What has it been like to come back after having two plays here under your belt and then to return to do more new work, which is really exciting?
You know, I will say, like, the end of last summer, I was exhausted in the most amazing way. I had never worked as hard as I worked, and I had never played as much as well. You know, the idea of working hard, playing hard, like, it's the first time I think I fully embodied that here in Williamstown. And so I was kind of afraid, I'm not gonna lie, to, you know, come back this summer. I was like, wow, like, I was exhausted by the end. I had an amazing time, one of the best summers of my life. I was like, okay, can I do that again? And when they asked me back, you know, I was like, okay, here we go. This is, you know, I love it up there. Yes, I'm going back because I got to be there. I got to create. It's new work, you know, that energy, that fun, that play, you know. And when I got up here, I was like, I got sad because I was like, man, I only have 5 weeks this time around. I want the full summer. And I don't have the full summer this time around, but it's just like, yo, it feels so good to be back. I'm excited to be here. The work is great. The fun, the atmosphere, the love in the air is amazing, man. We're in the mountains. I can breathe, you know.
So you talked about last summer and the work hard, play hard part. The work hard part, I saw because I saw both shows. So tell me about the play hard part.
Oh, the play hard part. Well, you know, you just, it's theater camp, you know. It's designed to one for everyone to support everyone else at some point. You know, whether you're a member of the Apprentice Company, the Nonet Company, we get to see everyone's work and vice versa. So you have that energy in itself. And then, like, they set up amazing parties, you know, opening celebrations. And the it's not, we recognize, there's an acknowledgement of the summer air, you know, yeah. If metaphorically, there's an acknowledgement of the summer air and what that means to be in the mountains, you know, in the trees, you know, for the summer working and then also stepping away to have a good time. And there's no shortage. The same way there's no shortage in the work, there's no shortage in the play. You know, everybody's here to do great work and to have a good time. And that caters to the party atmosphere.
Is there a point where, because you've been lucky, and I think I'm right on this, all of the shows have been new work, right? So
absolutely.
So you're like the ideal thing would be something for these to go on beyond here.
Yeah, always. I believe I don't participate in a show, you know, with that in mind. As far as I'm concerned, I'm only here for this moment, and I'm going to give what I have in this moment, and I pray for the best when it comes to whatever show. That's more of a business thing on their end. And of course, at the same time, there's always that possibility of it moving on to the city or somewhere else. And I don't infuse what I bring to the work with that ideology. It's more so like, okay, I'm here for this moment. Let me do my best, you know, for both the playwright and Mandy, the artistic director, and even the board who wants to see new work. You know, that's why they brought in Mandy. That's why they bring in actors from all over the world, you know, pretty much to one, have fun, and, you know, and to present new ideas, new thoughts, new anything, you know, on the stage here first at Williamstown. And you can't beat that, you know, and all goes well. Hey, everyone would love a run in New York City. Why not? Let's go.
What is next for you? After this, after camp, then what?
Back to work. You know, I'm up for a few projects right now. There's nothing set specifically in stone. I'm just, this is, when it comes to acting, there's always a waiting game. Seems that way anyways. Up until the point where you're just getting straight offers, you know. That's the goal, you know, to have my years planned out. I'm going to do this show, and I'm gonna do this movie, this TV, whatever. I'm going to produce this, write this, sing this. And but right now is I'm waiting to see, but I'm excited because it's some cool stuff.
And for audiences who are going to come out to see Artney Jackson, what do you hope they get out of the show?
Love, community, just the recognition that there's family everywhere, you know, not just at home. You know, there's family anywhere you go. You can form bonds that, you know, affect someone else for their lifetime, so to speak. You know, just this interview that we're having right now, like, you might inspire me to go and be a radio host. You never know. You know, you never know what just speaking with someone can do for their life, you know, and what bond can be formed that way. And I hope that shines through the most.
Well, that's very nice of you. I doubt that'll happen, but thank you.
You never know.
Artney Jackson is on stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival's Nico stage through July 22nd. WTFestival.org for more information. WTFestival.org. Joshua Boone, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for spending time with us.
Thank you all for having me. I appreciate it.
You can find out more information at WTFestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.